I may have mentioned before that sometimes the image of seaweed that's anchored to the ocean floor but responds to the current would be an analogy for how our body can be. As we sit in meditation, very willowy, and it is by virtue of being so very open that we can detect even small increases in tension, subtle departures from open and neutral. So when we find that there is some internal movement, and if we exaggerate that slightly and freeze it, that is somewhat akin to the contraction that is sometimes done in progressive muscle relaxation. Of course, what we're doing is quite subtle, and then we could let go of that and come back to neutral. But I'm going to suggest that when next you find such a subtle movement, and you find in your musculature how you would begin to complete that trajectory, tighten a little bit more. More like in progressive muscle relaxation. And as you tighten, it is as if the entire complex of emotion, thought, image, the quality of preoccupation, the somatic involvement, all of those could be brought to bear as if they were dirt in the sponge of your body and you're just squeezing it out of you. And squeezing, and then let go. And return to open and neutral. And if you sit to do this practice and you find that you're heavily absorbed in a ruminative thought pattern, just find the physical expression of it, the dramatization of it, and bring to bear in your body on one point all the feelings, thoughts, images, etc. Contract the muscles around that dramatization. of that experience. Squeeze it out of you as if it were dirt, as if it were grease, as if it were some actual substance that could leave your body mind because of your contraction. And when you let go, you're somewhat cleansed of it, more open, more neutral. And it presses on you perhaps not quite as much. Ahem.